2 cents on making a dollar count. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter, that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. The good Lord for it,
cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt,
find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case in Fulton County has dismissed 6 charges against former President Trump and some co-defendants. ABC's John Santucci says the judge told the Fulton County DA they could still resubmit charges with proper evidence.
Do they try to resurrect these 6 charges? And they could try one more time. The judge could dismiss it again, and then it's game over. So there is a little bit of wiggle room here. I've spoken to attorneys for Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani that are thrilled.
Trump and co-defendants are still facing nearly 36 other charges in the case. House lawmakers approving a measure to require Chinese-backed TikTok to divest in the next 6 months due to national security concerns. No word yet on when the Senate might take up a vote. A team of U.S. Marines have been deployed to Haiti's capital to help with security at the U.S. embassy, all due to widespread gang violence, the country's prime minister vowing to resign to make way for a transitional government. This is ABC News. With waves of retail theft in many major U.S. cities, New York's governor now rallying support for a $45 million plan against stealing at stores.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a new state police task force to go after theft rings, a tax credit for stores to upgrade security, and a push for a new law that would increase penalties for assaulting retail workers.
Retail theft has been long characterized as a petty crime, but calling it that makes it sound small and trivial.
When retail theft goes viral, it really makes it seem like the problem is surging. The crime statistics don't exactly bear that out, but for small business owners, every stolen item is money out of their pocket.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Animal advocates are renewing their push to end the Iditarod sled dog race. 3 dogs died in this year's event, which wrapped up yesterday. A severe weather alert for 9 western states as a new storm brings snow and high winds. Denver could get its biggest snowstorm of the season. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures stay unseasonably warm and soar to the upper 60s. This all ahead of clouds thickening tonight and rain rolling in overnight. It'll be a dark and damp day tomorrow with winds whipping. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 53 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Groundbreaking starts today on Dane County's long-awaited jail project. Robin Colbert has more.
It's been some 20 years in the making. The new six-story, 825-bed tower is being built next to the main jail in the public safety building in downtown Madison. Once completed, the old jail in the city-county building and the south side work release Ferris Huber Center will both close. The most recent delay for the project came late last year when the sole bidder came in over budget. Earlier this year, the county board did approve spending another nearly $28 million to fill the gap and get this project moving forward.
It looks like a group that wanted to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not get enough signatures to do so. The State Elections Commission announced on Tuesday that the group got about 900 signatures fewer than they needed in Voss's original legislative district and also tried to collect signatures from his new incoming legislative district. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the PDPW Annual Business Conference in Wisconsin Dells. I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Muldrive, Eau Claire, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. A burning ban remains in place in Buffalo County after a prescribed burn at W582 Burt Lane in the town of Buffalo got out of control Monday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the prescribed burn was on land owned by the Mississippi Valley Conservancy. The fire got out of control and went up the bluff and into a wooded area. Firefighters from Fountain City, Tri-County, and Dodge Fire Departments needed 4 hours to get the fire under control. The fire burned about 25 acres. Mondovi and Durand firefighters also responded to another wildfire in Buffalo County yesterday. Some road construction projects will affect traffic in Wabasha County starting today. Wabasha County Road 2 will undergo pulverization in place between County Road 17 and Highway 63 near Lake City. Motorists can expect loose gravel, lane closures, and traffic delays until earthwork operations begin at the end of March, when Highway 2 will be closed to traffic until the end of September. Motorists are suggested to avoid the area now and find alternate routes. St. Croix County is the latest to go on the record against refugee resettlement in western Wisconsin. The county board last night approved three resolutions against the plans from World Relief to resettle the rest of the 75 refugees who are headed to the Chippewa Valley area. St. Croix County leaders say they're not against the refugees themselves. Instead, they're frustrated with the lack of answers and the top-down approach that is being used. One of the resolutions is in support of a plan from Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany that will give local leaders a say in whether refugees can be sent to their communities. Wisconsin Supreme Court will reopen the debate over ballot drop boxes. The liberal majority court yesterday accepted a case that looks to overturn Wisconsin's current ban on ballot drop boxes. The old conservative majority court ruled that Wisconsin law does not allow for ballot drop boxes at any places except the elections clerk's office. But Democrats and others argued that state law didn't specifically ban them. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote yesterday that the liberal majority court is, once again, trying to increase the electoral prospects of its preferred political party. The court will hear arguments in the case on Monday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the city administrator replacement options, an update on the FunFest location, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Eau Claire's other hospitals say they are ready for this month's HSHS closings. Marshfield Clinic yesterday said it reopened its urgent care facility and more than doubled its labor and delivery beds in Eau Claire. Mayo Clinic Health System says it, too, has been working to increase care in northwestern Wisconsin. Both Marshfield and Mayo say they've been at the local job fairs for the people who will lose their jobs once Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls close next week. The Wisconsin Senate has once again fired some of the governor's appointees. Republicans in the Senate yesterday fired eight of Governor Evers' people, including UW Regents John Miller and Dana Wachs. They had both voted against the compromise that cleared the way for pay raises for UW employees, as well as UW-Madison's new engineering building. That agreement, though, came with a freeze on diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. The Senate also fired four appointees to the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. Senators say those four either didn't know what their job was or refused to answer questions about the direction of the state's court system. Meanwhile, Governor Evers appointed Mondovi teacher Amy Traynor to the Board of Regents. She teaches at Anthony Akers School in the Mondovi School District. It doesn't look like the people who want to oust Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker got enough signatures. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said their recall Voss effort fell about 900 signatures short in Robin Voss's original legislative district. The group did get other signatures, including some from Voss's new legislative district, and the Election Commission is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court which signatures it should count. Voss has said the recall effort comes from a small group of people with a personal grudge against him. There's no word on when the Wisconsin Supreme Court may weigh in on the recall effort. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that 32 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in 2023. Warden Jacob Holtzclaw says people need to understand how their vehicles work before they get behind the controls.
Remember that a UTV or an ATV does not handle like a motor vehicle. They have a higher center of gravity typically, and their tires are typically not designed for paved roads.
Holtzclaw said you should always wear a helmet, even if state law doesn't require it in some cases. 95% of those who died in the crashes weren't wearing a helmet. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport has once again been rated the best airport in North America. It's the third time in a row the passenger survey by the Airports Council International has put MSP in the top spot for airports in the 25 to 40 million passenger category. It's also the seventh time in the past 8 years that Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport has achieved that honor. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures stay unseasonably warm and soar to the upper 60s. This all ahead of clouds thickening tonight and rain rolling in overnight. It'll be a dark and damp day tomorrow with winds whipping. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 53 degrees.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Today marks the new league year in the NFL, starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 2 days of legal tampering. Now all of those deals can become official as early as this afternoon. It didn't take Aaron Jones long to find a new home after the Packers went with Josh Jacobs at running back. Jones signed a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers also re-signing their slot corner and all-pro kick returner Keyshawn Nixon. He agreed to a three-year, $18 million deal. Nixon joins corner Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis as Packers free agents who have re-signed. The Bears signed former Packers safety Jonathan Owens to a two-year deal worth $4.5 million yesterday. Owens had one sack and 84 tackles for the Packers last season. Green Bay Phoenix women are headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 6 years, knocking off Cleveland State in the Horizon League Championship game 64-40 yesterday. It's the program's 20th conference tournament championship and 25th overall. Natalie McNeil scored a career-high 32 in the win. On the men's side, Milwaukee fell short, losing to Oakland 83-76. Panthers end their season at 20-15. The Bucks ended their road trip on a losing note, falling 129-94 to the Kings in Sacramento. Giannis Antetokounmpo led all scorers with 30 points and 13 rebounds. The Bucks shot just 36% from the field, made just 7 of 39 from three-point range, good for just 18%.
The ball didn't move tonight. We took difficult shots. Sacramento overhelps a lot because they have to, and we didn't take advantage of it at all. A few times we did it. We did get good shots, but I thought the way we played offensively, I thought we chased points all night. Everybody. So we deserved it tonight.
Cactus League, the Brewers fell to the Cubs 6-5, falling on a Patrick Wisdom solo home run in the ninth to walk it off for Chicago. The Brewers take on the White Sox today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation, supporting those who feed, build, and protect America. We offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
And we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Duran.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The critical nature of pit crews. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
The importance of pit crews has evolved over the years as the cars and technology also evolve, which has led to more penalties as drivers try to minimize their time on the pit lane. Kyle Busch says the difference is a blink of an eye between winning and finishing 20th during one cycle of pit stops.
I feel like the difference between first and 20th is much closer than it used to be. If you're not under 10 seconds, you're a nobody. You know, you might as well not even play. But you've got to get to that. You got to get to that threshold. But there's now guys that are flying. I mean, 8-8s. 8-9s is a good stop.
Busch and his Richard Childress Racing team have infractions on the pit lane in 3 of the first 4 races of the season. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Horn flies bring misery to cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Horn flies are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper. If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
Remove and properly dispose of fresh manure from barns and stalls to help prevent new populations from developing. When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60 degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. Learn more about horn fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to NordicUSA.com or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
59 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the PDPW Annual Business Conference with this midday market update here on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, Class 3 milk futures are moving higher with double-digit gains. There are reports coming out of the panhandle of Texas that due to the wildfires, there has been some loss in dairy production there, and the trade is basically buying the rumor. We'll see if they have to sell the fact here later on today or even into tomorrow. April milk now up 34 cents to 16.11. May up 41 cents to 16.73. June up 47 cents to 17.51. And July up 41 to 18.12. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels were up 1 to 143. 40-pound blocks steady at 143.5. One trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 3 quarters to 284. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters to 116.25. One trade. Dry whey up 1 to 43 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are trending higher today as feedlots are hoping that will help the cash markets move higher. Hog futures, though, they are moving mostly lower today. Some of this is due to some profit-taking in the market. It's really tough to say what the day's demand picture will look like, but the demand remains one of the traders' biggest focus points as demand dictates the direction of futures. April live cattle now up $1.35 to $189.60. June up $1.67 to $185.62. August up $1.15 to $183.95. March feeder cattle up 70 cents to $249.67. April up 97 cents to $255.10. May up $1.12 to $257.82. April hogs and May hogs both down 70 cents. April at $84.65. May at $91.50. June down 65 cents to $101.55. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat. They're trading really right along the resistance levels as well. Now, it looks like ethanol margins will likely continue to struggle in the short term, with the weekly report showing production declining by 33,000 barrels a day. So that's providing some pressure in the market. Early second crop corn should continue to progress in Brazil, with the planting pace solidly ahead of average, but there are now dryness concerns in the extended forecast, and that is helping to provide some support to the market. Soybean futures are moving mostly lower today as the consolidation is really kind of the name of the game today in the trade markets. Along with Brazil, soybean harvest continues to move right along due to the dry weather. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower, fading from the top of the trading range. Now, there were no export cancellations announced today. That's concluding 3 days of Chinese cancellations. Weekly export sales of wheat are expected to be near zero with those cancellations, however. March corn now up 3.5 to 432.5. May and July both down a half. May at 441.25. July at 453.25. New crop now down a quarter to 472.5. March beans down 4 to 1178. May down 5.25 to 1190.75. July down 4 to 1204.5. New crop down 4.75 to 1182.5. March soybean meal down 690 to 326.90. And May soybean oil up 88 cents to 48.70 due to strength in some of the oil markets. March corn, or March wheat rather, in Chicago down 1 to 534.5. May down 2 to 545.5. Minneapolis wheat, March steady at 686.5, and May down 8.25 to 663.75. Energy markets today: April crude oil up $1.99 to $79.55. May up $1.90 to $79.15. April and May gas both up 7 cents, April at 265, May at 264. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the PDPW Business Conference in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Brian Winnikins.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. New technologies are making farmers more efficient. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The last 10 years of technology has provided farmers with a revolution of tools to help them be more efficient and make decisions. Speaking at Commodity Classic last week, former Farm Service Agency Director Richard Fordyce, who is a Northwest Missouri farmer, says it all allows for better farm management.
There's a lot of software now that is helping farmers make decisions. It's allowing for better management of farms. I spent about a half an hour talking to one of the drone providers on the third level of the trade show. And just the technology now that's employed in these drones, right? So they're deploying these drones to go out. When it used to be, the drones would maybe treat a problem area in a field, right? Because the capacity just wasn't there. Well, now these drones, they're deploying multiple drones. When that drone operator gets to the field, they already have basically the prescription for that field. And these things are just doing this all on their own. I mean, you got to stop and put a new battery in them and put the product in the tank. But just to think about where we've come just from a drone technology standpoint, and the drones are cool, right? Like, those are cool. But what is even, to me, is even neater is the software that supports that.
Fordyce says growers now know more about what's going on in their fields.
And we can use some historical data to help support decisions. We can use real-time data to help us adjust during the growing season or maybe at the beginning of the growing season. We can see what's happening out in that field as the growing season is happening and react or respond to things that might need to be done during the growing season. We wouldn't even think about doing that at the level of precision that we do it today. There are several companies that have offerings that are actually doing precision post-fertilizer application. I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, that's a game changer, really.
And data collection has come a long way.
My hope is we get to a point, you know, just from the FSA side, that as a farmer is planting his or her field and that data is being captured in that system as going to the cloud, all you have to do is just give Farm Service Agency permission to go retrieve that data. So I used to explain this, like, when you're out there planting, you're planting your crop and you're also completing an acreage report as you're doing that. I don't think we're quite there yet, but farmers, and we got to be perfectly clear about this, farmers own that data. It's up to farmers who they share it with. But that data, especially, you know, if you've been doing precision ag and you're at kind of some of the higher levels of technology, you really own some really valuable data. It's important and it's valuable to you as a producer to make adjustments and do the very best you can throughout the growing season. But it's also important data for the folks that you partner with.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer.
Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. UW-Madison has announced 10 projects that have been selected to receive the 2024 Wisconsin Idea Collaboration Grants. This year's projects engage 9 UW schools and colleges. Research topics include the economic benefits of broadband, water quality, PFAS, and more. Now, the grants are a collaboration of Extension and the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research. Now in its third year, the grants invest in the Wisconsin idea by encouraging UW-Madison faculty and staff who have not historically partnered with Extension to engage in applied research and outreach. Delegates to the National Farmers Union's 122nd anniversary convention casted a unanimous ballot to reelect Rob LaRue and Jeff Kipley as the organization's president and vice president, respectively. Each will serve another two-year term. As NFU president, LaRue has overseen 4 years of consecutive membership growth since his election in 2020, as well as the development and execution of NFU's Fairness for Farmers campaign that has successfully brought public awareness to the unhealthy levels of corporate consolidation in the agriculture industry. Before his time as president of NFU, LaRue worked in Congress and at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and served as 4 years as the NFU's Senior Vice President of Public Policy and Communications from 2016 to 2020. The United States Cattlemen's Association is calling USDA's final voluntary product of the USA rule a victory. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the rule Monday at the National Farmers Union's convention. USCA has worked to clarify years of confusion at the consumer level regarding the labeling of U.S. beef products. Starting in 2017, USCA's director Emeritus Leo McDonald led a nationwide fundraising effort of cattle producers nationwide that initiated federal rulemaking to close the loophole created by the 2015 repeal of mandatory country of origin labeling. The final rule announced Monday follows a request made by the USCA in a petition for rulemaking submitted to USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service in 2019. McDonald stated this announcement takes the necessary steps to bring back truth in labeling. California in 2023 set a new E85 sales record. Growth Energy welcomed the new California Air Resources Board data this week. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said Californians used more E85 than ever last year, a fact that demonstrates how enthusiastic consumers are about the higher biofuel blends. Score encouraged policymakers to take note of the rise of E85 in California and to find ways to lower consumer costs by increasing biofuel share of the American fuel tank. However, Score also called on California to fast-track approval of E15. California is the only state in the United States that does not approve E15 for sale. Still, fuel retailers in the state have taken steps to sell more E85 to California drivers. In 2022, farm establishments received 24.1 cents for each dollar spent on food at home and 3.6 cents for each dollar spent on food away from home. These amounts, called farm shares, highlight the different paths that food takes from farms to consumers' point of purchase. That, according to USDA's Economic Research Service, food at home dollars include food purchases from outlets such as grocery stores, supermarkets, and wholesale clubs that are meant to be prepared at home. Food away from home dollars include food purchases at restaurants, including delivery and carryout, and other venues where food is eaten on the premises. The remainder of each food dollar makes up the marketing share, which is the total value of processing, transportation, retailing, and other activities that get food from farm operations to the point of purchase for consumers. In 2022, the marketing share was 75.9 cents per food at home dollar and 96.4 cents per food away from home dollar. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Expect another mild day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, with the lower humidities and even some winds, we will have an elevated fire risk as well once again today. Now, fire weather concerns, though, will become lower for the rest of the week and into early next week as temperatures trend toward normal values for mid-March, despite the lack of any organized weather systems which could produce precipitation. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, high 60 to 65, relative humidities at 22 to 27%, east winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain late, lows 37 to 42, relative humidities at 72 to 77%, northeast winds at 7 to 12, a scattered trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler, 50% chance of rain, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, northeast winds at 12 to 17, scattered 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll only see about an hour of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. For Monday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. And for Tuesday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, wears your ball cap backwards, kind of place you can't wait to leave, but nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cast in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Watch a marching band play with the hardest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame us ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top out the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one.
like a darn fool. Cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go, and she breaks your heart. So man made a bomb. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. And sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made a world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
On my door, 'cause you know I don't need you
anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It can happen any moment, without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen.